Box A, multiplication example. After examining addition and subtraction, the natural next step is to look at multiplication. Multiplying in binary is the same as in decimal, except all of our products have only four possible forms: 0 times 0, 0 times 1, 1 times 0, and 1 times 1. Three of these cases result in 0, and as such, binary multiplication is pretty easy. So as we do in decimal, we start with the rightmost digit in the second row and multiply it with each digit in the top row. 1 times 1 equals 1, 1 times 0 equals 0, and 1 times 1 equals 1. We record these results in the top row of our answer. Now we move to the next left digit in the second row of the problem and multiply it with each digit in the top row. We record these next results underneath the previous answer row. We finish the computation by adding the two answer rows. Box B, binary to decimal. As we already noted in the previous slide, we can convert from binary to decimal by decomposing the binary number into an equivalent sum such that each term has only one bit equal to 1. We can then use the relationship between binary numbers and powers of 2 in decimal to do a conversion. Box B illustrates a few examples. Be sure to pause the lecture and make sure that you understand the conversion process by studying these examples. Box C, decimal to binary. Converting from decimal to binary is basically the reverse process. We break a number in decimal up into a sum of distinct powers of 2. We then use the relationship between binary numbers and powers of 2 in decimal to convert from decimal to binary. Box C demonstrates this process by reversing the conversion direction of the examples shown in Box B. The real trick that makes this a little difficult is mentally figuring out how to break the decimal number up into a sum of powers of 2. With some patience and practice, you can get better at it. Be sure to pause the lecture and make sure that you understand the conversion process by studying these examples. Box D, intro to hexadecimal. The hexadecimal number system is a base 16 number system. That means there exists 16 possible values per digit, namely 0 through 9, A through F. Notice that we must add new symbols to stand for the values above 9 that can be placed in a single digit. That is, A equals 10 decimal, B equals 11 decimal, C equals 12 decimal, D equals 13 decimal, E equals 14 decimal, and F equals 15 decimal. As you will eventually see, it is quite easy to convert between binary and hex because both number systems are powers of 2. Converting between these bases to and from octal is equally easy, again because base 8 is also a power of 2. One of the reasons we like to work in hex is because we can mentally visualize the binary digit layout in hex just as clearly as seeing the actual binary number. But in addition, hex has the nice property of being able to describe the same number with a smaller number of digits. That is, big numbers in binary take a lot of digits to describe, so from that standpoint, hex is much more compact.